Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from our Old Testament reading found in Jeremiah 23. The Lord says, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" This is God's word. I'll bet each of you have encountered that person, or maybe at a time you have been that person who is terrified to receive a diagnosis. You had a doctor's appointment coming, you suspect something might be wrong, and you're afraid what you hear will be the worst possible scenario. Well, it's not uncommon to have anxiety over a diagnosis, what you might find out. There are some people who are so terrified by it, they avoid doctors altogether. That, of course, poses its own set of problems. You can live in relative comfort and bliss, unaware of something that is eating away at you, killing you slowly. There's a lot of similarities between what a doctor tells a patient and what a preacher has to tell one of the people of God. Now, doctors are held to a standard. They have to tell the truth. Preachers are held to a standard by God, that they are to speak God's word and speak it faithfully, speak it truthfully. But not all of them do it. I mean, you can stand pretty confident that if you go to a doctor, he's going to tell you the truth. He might be in error, don't get me wrong. Doctors can and do make mistakes, but he will tell you what he sincerely believes to be the truth. He's not going to withhold information from you. Preachers, on the other hand, well, you can just about find a preacher out there who will tell you exactly what you want to hear. And there are a lot of people who have gone to those preachers because they like what they hear. And this goes all the way back to the days of the prophets, the days of Jeremiah, in which our Old Testament reading was found. Now, Jeremiah prophesied in the southern kingdom of Judah. You got to remember that back in the, it must have been the 8th century B.C., there was a split in the kingdom of God, maybe even 9th century B.C. After the time of David, after his son Solomon, the kingdom split in two. And the northern kingdom was hauled off into exile. About 150 years later, the threat was coming into the south as well. And there were prophets in Judah, in that southern kingdom of the former nation of Israel. But were they speaking God's word? We learn through Jeremiah that there were prophets who were saying things to the people like, "It shall be well with you," we read in verse 17. "No disaster shall come upon you." In fact, God says about these prophets who were prophesying in Judah, "I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied." You could find a prophet or a preacher. Now, keep in mind that preachers are prophets in the sense that they speak God's word, not necessarily that they've received a direct revelation. That would be what a prophet received. God delivered a specific word to the prophet to deliver to a specific people. But in a wider sense, pastors are prophets, preachers are prophets, and really all of us who are called to speak God's word in a sense are prophets, perhaps preachers more directly than others. And a true prophet, a faithful preacher, can only speak the Lord's word. He can't speak his own. So you can find one who will tell you what you want to hear, make you comfortable, will keep the difficult diagnosis from you. But apart from the wickedness that that prophet is committing by speaking a false word, how much worse is what it does or does not do for the hearer? It doesn't diagnose the condition. And if there's no diagnosis, how can you ever receive the treatment? In our text today, the Lord says, is not my word like fire, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Fire might sound scary if you're the one getting burned. A hammer might sound threatening if you're the one it's being swung at. And yet that's what God's word does. It breaks apart pride. And like fire, it purifies, it burns away impurity. God's word is a fire, a hammer that burns away and smashes away at pride-blackened, stony hearts like yours and mine that are blackened because of sin. I made the comment on Sunday during the sermon, those of you who were here may remember this, that, you know, that's the thing about God's word is it pierces you. It digs into your heart. It roots out the sickness and blackness within you. We actually heard it in that hymn, which was a little bit hard to sing, the one we just sang, but it referenced the two-edged sword of God's word that pierces us and cuts away. God's word can be described like a sword. In this text, it's described as fire or as a hammer. A sword cuts, a fire burns, a hammer smashes. All of them fitting descriptions for what our hearts need. And one of the things I commented about on Sunday was that, you know, oftentimes people will comment to me after a service, Pastor, that was a good sermon. Pastor, I really enjoyed the sermon. But what I'm kind of waiting for is for someone to say, Pastor, that sermon really hacked me off. I really didn't like that. That really made me uncomfortable. Because there is this aspect of God's word that it is supposed to make us uncomfortable. It's supposed to tell us things about ourselves that we need to know, but we might just as soon want to avoid. The people in Judah, and Jeremiah in his book would lament. In fact, he has a whole book of lament called Lamentations. But in his book of Jeremiah, he would talk about how there was hardly anyone faithful left among God's people. They were chasing away the prophets, putting them to death. He was terrified. So, actually, I got my prophets mixed up. I think that was Elijah. But it was the same scenario. The people didn't want to hear God's word. And yet that word was the very thing they needed. And what came in the lifetime of Jeremiah was exile. The Babylonians invaded Jerusalem, destroyed the city, tore down the temple, and hauled the people off to live in a foreign land. Could have been avoided if they had heard the word of the Lord, if they had repented. God's word is like a fire that burns, purifies, burns away what is evil and destructive. His word is like a hammer that breaks through all of the pride and evil and sin that we hang on to in our hearts. But the word of God is also incredibly sweet. The very same word that cuts one way, that is like a fire, like a hammer, is the same word from the same Lord that tells you the cure of the gospel. It tells you that Jesus Christ has paid the price for your sin with his death upon the cross and his victory over the grave. And that, dear friends in Jesus, ought to be the sweetest, most soothing medicine we have ever heard. The gospel. Jesus on the cross for you and me. If that becomes something you ever take for granted, if it's not the sweetest message you could ever hear, well, then chances are you haven't heard that other aspect of the word. You haven't been burnt by the fire, smashed by the hammer, cut by the sword. When you realize how sick you are, how diseased your heart is with sin, what joy and celebration to find out there's a cure, a remedy, an antidote. The cure against the sickness of sin is Christ crucified for you and me. That's why it should fill our hearts with such joy to come here to receive that medicine. And how fitting that Jesus takes his word and he joins it to bread and wine so that his salvation becomes something literally that we put in our mouths and eat and drink and swallow and digest. What you receive tonight from this very altar is the medicine that does in, breaks apart, tears down sin and all its effects. It can be quite discomforting to hear what your condition truly is. Believe me, according to God's word, our condition as sinners is not just bad, it's grave. It's critical. It's terminal. But there is one who provides the cure, who provides the medicine, his own body and his own blood. Dear friends in Jesus, receive that medicine tonight. Receive it with great, great joy in your heart. A heart that, though blackened by sin, needing to be burned as with fire, needing to be broken as with a hammer, that very same heart now teems with life and hope and vitality because of what is given to each and every one of us through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.